This is JIS News. Coming up, government to close wage gap between uniformed groups, deans of discipline to receive district constable powers, and draft migration policy to be completed next month. Details after this message. Stay with us.
You love me?
Yes. Let me know that you respect my thoughts.
Do you believe in me?
How will I know unless you tell me?
Hug me.
Talk to me.
I'm small, so protect me.
Show me that you care.
May is Child Month. Take time to show your child, any child, every child that you care. Children's Care and Protection, a FIWI mission.
Now the news. The government has pledged to reduce the gap in salaries paid to uniformed groups. Minister with responsibility for the public service, Horace Daly, said steps are already being taken to narrow the gap.
We have programmed in the budget this year to start the process of the narrowing of the gap between the groups, security, JDF, correctional officers, and the fire officers. We will begin a relativity study and have it concluded so that by next year, we will begin to see the narrowing of the gap.
Mr. Daly was speaking at the recent signing of a heads of agreement for wage restraint between the government and groups representing correctional officers. Approximately 83% of public sector workers have agreed to forego wage increases for the 2012 to 2015 period. The Ministry of Education will be seeking to grant school administrators and deans of discipline the powers of district constables as part of plans to reduce school violence. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the Ministry of National Security will assist in implementing this initiative.
A request has been made to the Ministry of National Security for the conferment of training and then authority for deans of discipline as special district constables to exercise their power within the school premises and a limited curtilage beyond it.
Minister Thwaites notes, however, that it would not be mandatory for deans of discipline to take on the police powers. He adds that this is one of several options being explored to help reduce violence in the nation's schools. The draft of the National Policy and Plan of Action on International Migration and Development is at an advanced stage and should be completed next month. Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Arnaldo Brown, says the policy will improve the government's capacity to monitor and manage international migration in line with the country's socio-economic development priorities as outlined in Vision 2030 Jamaica.
We realize that we cannot ignore or benignly neglect the impact of migration on our development agenda. The National Policy and Plan of Action seek to promote better understanding of the links between migration and development, particularly within the context of globalization and the need to maximize the benefits and minimize the negative effects of this phenomenon.
Mr. Brown notes that the policy is being crafted as a response to key global developments which have exposed the need to address the broad and evolving range of challenges and opportunities associated with the transboundary movement of people. And the government is exploring the possibility of establishing an entertainment creative industries registry. Addressing a public consultation in Kingston on Wednesday, State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford said the registry will assist artists when they apply for work permits and visas for overseas engagements.
We have heard many complaints of artists not being allowed to travel or not being allowed to perform. Our research shows that if they were actually listed as professionals and persons were saying, how do we know that this person was an artist? And we followed also from the EPA as it relates to Europe travel, travel within Europe and the freedom of movement, that also called for a registry.
Mr. Crawford says the registry will also enable enlisted artists and other creative persons to receive benefits from the government as it relates to their tools of trade. The consultation, a joint effort of the Ministries of Tourism and National Security, was attended by ministry officials, members of the entertainment and music industry, among other stakeholders. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.